Hello. I'm
Hello, my
Nathan.
name is.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Depo Provera lawsuit. Her name is Sokova, and her phone number is 347-564-6394.
Sorry,
She's
did you
on the
say 347-564?
6394.
6394, and it's Osokua?
Yeah, Sokova.
Okay.
Yeah, do you want me to spell her name and last name?
That's okay. We'll find out once I speak
Yeah,
with her.
thank you so much, sir. I'm just transfer continue with her.
Okay, thank you. Hello. Hi, my name is Alan on the recorded line here, regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty okay. I'm just a little tired.
I'm sorry to hear that. And I do understand that you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. I'm going to be asking a few sets of questions. If you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, we can get through this as quick as possible. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, I deny.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm to your answer that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Correct.
And are you looking, you said you are looking to file this claim for yourself, correct? Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Thank you. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
No, brain cancer.
The meningioma is of the brain, correct? Sorry to hear that. And what's the date of your diagnosis?
I think I was diagnosed November 14, 2017.
Okay, so I have 11/14/2017. Is that correct? Okay, and then I do apologize for some of these questions may sound repetitive, but I am required to ask these questions. So I do
No
appreciate your
problem.
patience. Now, with regards to verification purposes, will you please verify your date of birth?
August 1st, 1990.
Okay. So 8/1/1990, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and now for this question, it's not a yes or no answer. I guess it can be. But do you know anyone
Okay.
else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay. Now for the following question, if you simply answer simply yes or no, did you consume
Okay.
or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic? Or is it just Depo Provera?
Provera.
Okay. Now, for this question, I do have to ask, did you use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version, or you just used the name brand Depo Provera, correct? No
Just the
name
name.
brands?
Just the name. Just the
Okay.
name brand.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I used
Okay.
it from 2014 to 2017.
Okay. You said 2014 to 2017, correct? All right. Now, within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis? And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Correct.
Okay. And you said approximately to start the first you started using Depo Provera in 2014, correct?
Yes.
And do you have an approximate month that you'd like to put?
Just July 2014. So I know the last date was October 19th, 2017.
So 7/1/2014.
Mm-hmm.
To
10/19/2017.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Again, I'm really sorry to hear that you were diagnosed with meningioma. Now, for the following question, for verification purposes, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Thank you. And then will you please spell out the legal first name?
I'm J-A-H apostrophe N-A-Y, last name Sukwa, S-O-O-K-W-A-H.
Okay. And you said it was J as in June, A,
mm-hmm. as H, an apple.
Uh-huh. And then H as Harry. In Harry. And then you said yeah. apostrophe N-A-Y.
N-A-Y. Yes.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. And the apostrophe, that's part of the legal name, correct?
Yeah, it goes on top.
Okay. And then last name is S-O-O-K-W-A-H.
W-A-H.
Sukwa. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And for security purposes, your social?
I'm 108.
Uh-huh.
787255.
All right. Just to confirm, I have 108-78-72-55. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the primary email, will you kindly spell this out for me, please?
Jsukwa at yahoo.com. So it's J-S-O-O-K-W-A-H.
Uh-huh. And that's yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so jsukwa at yahoo.com. So your J and then your last name, S-O-O-K-W-A-H, at yahoo.com. Is that correct? Janae?
Yes, what were you saying?
Is that correct? The jsukwa at
yahoo.com, yeah.
Okay, excellent. And then for the number that I have is, was it 347-564-6394. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So 347-564-6394. And is this a mobile number?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the primary address?
666 Willoughby Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11206, apartment 1C.
That's apartment 1C, as in 1C. Cat, correct?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. Let me just make sure that this is correct. Okay. All right. So I have 666 Willoughby Avenue. That's apartment 1C, Brooklyn, New York, 11206, Kings County, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the best time of day for the attorneys to get in contact with you, is it morning, afternoons, or evenings?
Mornings and afternoons.
Okay. Thank you. And then for the following question, was Depo Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff?
Yes.
Or doctor?
Yes, by okay. a doctor.
And let's see. You started he started injection in 7/2014, ended in 10/2017. The next question we have here is asking, how many times were you injected with the product? Let me see if I could help you do the math, because it's every 3 months, correct?
Oh, basically, yes, every 3 months. So 13 shots.
13 shots?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put 13 here for you. And then what is the name of the doctor that administered the depot?
So he was a family doctor. His name is Dr. Keith. Cummings?
Keith Cummings?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's K-E-I-C-H-C-U-M-M-I-N-G. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then what's the name of the facility that Dr. Cummings worked in?
I want to say it's like a family, like, it's like a family building, like.
It's in, is it in Brooklyn?
Yes, it's in Brooklyn.
Okay, let me find it real quick for you. Okay, I have Keith D. Cumming. Dr. Keith Cumming is a family medicine, MD.
Yes.
That's him. Okay. And it looks like the facility that he was working in was, let me just double check.
It's on DeKalb Avenue.
Is it the Brooklyn Hospital Center?
Yes. It's like in Brooklyn. It's 121 DeKalb Avenue, I believe.
Yes, 121 DeKalb Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11201.
Yeah.
It's the it's called the Brooklyn Hospital Center.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Give me one moment. I just want to make sure this is all correct for you. Okay, 121 DeKalb. Okay. And then for the prescribing doctor, was it also Dr. Cummings, or is it a different doctor?
You mean the doctor that prescribed it for me?
Yes.
Yes, it was the same doctor.
The same doctor. Okay. And it's the same facility, mm-hmm. I'm assuming. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Give me one moment, please. And then for the pharmacy name, is it also within the Brooklyn Hospital Center, or is it a different pharmacy?
It's a different pharmacy.
Okay. What's the name of the pharmacy? Is it CVS?
So I went to Walgreens.
Walgreens? Okay.
Yeah.
In which city? Is it also in Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's in Brooklyn. It's on Broadway, 755 Broadway.
Broadway. Okay, let me find it for you. Okay, I think I found it. It's the Walgreens that's in 755 Broadway, Brooklyn, New York, 11206.
Correct.
Okay. All right, give me one moment, please. Okay. All right, now for the following question. What was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Okay, so basically I know they did blood work, they did a CAT scan,
so
and
CT
they did
scan?
A biopsy. Yeah, and a biopsy.
Okay. All right. And then what's the name of the diagnosing doctor? Is it also Dr. Cummings, or is it a different physician?
It's a different physician.
Okay, and what's the name of the medical doctor that diagnosed?
Dr. Susan Bronner.
Bronner. And that's Dr. Susan Bronner is also in Brooklyn?
No, she's in Manhattan.
Manhattan, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I found, is it Dr. Susan Bronner, neurologist in New York, New York?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. 156 William Street, yes.
Okay, give me one moment, please, as I make sure that this is all correct. So she's a neurologist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I found her. Her specialty is neurology. And her facility that she's worked, the Weill Cornell Medicine Headache Program?
I believe so. I know it's at 156 William Street, and it was the 11th floor.
Yeah, so the one that I'm looking at here is, 156 William Street, floor 11, New York, New York.
Correct. Correct.
And it's called the Whale Cornell, or let me just double check to make sure. It's called the Neurology at Lower Manhattan via the Whale Wheel Cornell Medicine. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, let me just make sure that this is all correct for you. Okay, and then I have Dr. Susan's phone number here. And or is it New York Presbyterian? Well, I guess it's called the Wheel Cornell Medicine Headache Program. I'll just make New York Presbyterian. Okay. And then the phone number here I have is 212-746-1162. Okay. Now, for this question, did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before the meningioma?
No.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Are you in treatment or not yet?
I did treatment.
Okay.
I did chemotherapy. I did 6 cycles of that. I did 1 year radiation therapy, and meds.
Okay. So chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and medical. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One moment, please. And how are you doing now? Are you feeling a little bit better?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. And what is the name of the treating doctor? Was it also Dr. Brunner?
Yes.
Okay, and it's the same facility in the Whale Cornell Headache Program in New York Presbyterian?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
And then that's an 11th floor in 156 Williams Street, New York, New York, 10038. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Now, were you hospitalized for meningioma, yes or no?
I did 10 days outpatient.
Okay. So would you like me to put yes or no for that question?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, well, it was outpatient, so kind of, I guess.
Would you like me to put yes or no?
Because if it was it was like an outpatient. So
yeah, if it was you're pretty much not admitted to a hospital, so I'm assuming that you weren't hospitalized. Because if you were hospitalized,
I would go there, like I would go there, get the treatment, and then leave.
Oh, I see. So you weren't technically you weren't admitted.
Outpatient. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So did you want me to put no for that question?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you want to add any additional medical notes? You don't have to. You can say none of the above. This is just for the attorneys.
No.
Okay. Now, for the following question, if you could simply answer with a simple yes or a simple no, do you have a copy of the medical records, or are you able to obtain copies of the medical records from the hospital, clinic, or from your physicians?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
you. And can you provide these medical records by mail, or electronically, or both?
I would have to ask my doctor to, send them to me.
Okay. And what would you be able to provide this by mail, electronically, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. Now, for the following, we're pretty much almost done here. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Now, typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we are unable to reach you for an extended period. These precautions help prevent disruptions in your case, and we've found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you live with this emergency contact, or do you not live with this contact?
I don't live with the emergency emergency contact.
Okay, and what is the name of the emergency contact?
Her name is Teresa.
Is that T-E-R-E-S-S-A?
Mm-hmm. Bayne.
B-A-Y-N-E?
Yeah.
So B-A-Y-N-E. Okay. And then what's the phone number for Teresa?
1929.
Is the 1 part of the area code?
Yeah.
Okay, so 1929.
527.
Uh-huh.
6189.
Okay, give me one moment, please. Okay, so I have 929-527-6189. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's the relationship with Teresa? Is it a parent?
She's my cousin. She's my cousin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for the email, did you want me to use the same email that you provided?
Yeah.
jsukwa@yahoo.com?
Yeah.
All right. Give me one moment, please. And just to confirm again, Teresa's last name is Bayne, B-A-Y-N-E, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then what's Teresa's emergency contact address?
Hold on one second.
Uh-huh.
Do I need to give an address or no?
You don't. It's not... If you want to, if you know it, if you don't, you don't have to. I can.
Yeah, because I don't really know it offhand right now.
That's okay. Do you want me to just put the same address?
Yeah.
Or just put none of the above.
You could put the same address. It doesn't really matter.
Okay, give me one second, please. All right. Okay, and then what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send you, before I send you the paperwork, which I'm going to walk you through, it's fairly simple. It'll take like a minute or two to complete. I'm just going to verify a few things just to, you know, make sure that everything is correct and that we don't have any errors for the attorneys. Give me one moment, please, as I pull up the information here. All right, now... Okay, just to confirm, Gina, give me one second. Or sorry, it's Janae, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so for the spelling of your name, I have J-A-H apostrophe N-A-Y Sukwa, S-O-O-K-W-A-H. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then the address is 666 Willoughby Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. And that's going to be apartment 1C. And that's 11206.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have the phone number that's 347-564-6394.
Correct.
And then email is jsookwah@yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to receive a text message as well as an email of the paperwork. It's a link to a DocuSign. Have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll walk you through it just in case you get stuck as well. Go ahead and once you get that notification, click that notification and you'll see a link. It's a blue link to DocuSign. Click the link and it'll direct you to a DocuSign webpage.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, go ahead and click that link.
Mm-hmm.
And then you may have to click that link again. And then once it directs you to the DocuSign webpage, go ahead and hit continue, or you may have to check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and agree.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see a start button. Go ahead and click start. This will then direct you to the first signature field, in which you'll draw your signature and click adopt and sign.
Okay, I did.
Okay, and then go ahead and follow the steps, and please make sure that the name is correct, if it's spelled correctly.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, excellent. And then once you've completed that step, just hit next until you see the button that says finish, and then click finish. And then I'm going to send you a text message here in just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know once you're done. I'm going to go ahead and check that for you just to make sure it's all correct.
I'm done.
Okay. One moment, please. Let me check the retainer to make sure it's correct. Okay, so I do see that you've submitted it, and okay, I do see your signatures. Okay, excellent. Now, you're going to receive a text message from me. It's going to come from a 949 mm-hmm. area code. I do apologize. The number okay. that I sent you is incorrect. It's going to come from a different phone number for the attorney's office. It's not going to be the 909. It's going to be the 214. I do apologize. It's from a 214 number. Let me send you that okay. real quick. Okay. So I just want to say thank you so much for your time, Janae. Again, I'm so sorry
no problem.
To hear about what happened to you. I just sent you another text message, but within the next 24 to 48 business hours, please be on the lookout for a call or text from the attorneys representing you coming from a 214 number. Mm-hmm. It's going to okay. be from Vigna. That's the name of the law firm. If the okay. in the event that they don't, if you missed their call or they don't, they you know they can't reach you within the next 24 to 48 hours, I'll be in contact calling you, and then to transfer you to them so that they can begin your case. Now, if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me or text me from this number that I just sent you a text message through. That's my direct line. It has my availability. Okay. And for any other further questions, once you get in contact with the attorneys, they'll discuss further steps that you need to follow. And then if you have any other questions regarding your case, feel free to ask Vigna
okay.
those questions, and they'll be able to answer any of your questions regarding your case. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
All
thank
right.
You.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Janae. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and Happy New Year's.
Thank you. Happy New Year's too. Thank you.
Thank Bye. You. Bye-bye.